You are listening to an online message from Limbrookwood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrookwood BC. Thank you for tuning in.
Sisters and brothers, we are involved in making history. Can I have the first picture? We're involved in making history. The church is involved in making history. Church anniversaries are a great time of celebration, times to remember stories and to reminisce on all that's happened in the past. And we've done that this morning with our bricks, with our names on the bricks, as we've celebrated those places and those people that have been instrumental in making us who we are today. I can think of people who I am eternally grateful to, who have helped shaped me and make me who I am today. I was raised in the Salvation Army, and there was a whole group of us in Sunday school about the same age, and we were a very difficult Sunday school class. We had lots of questions. We were boisterous. We weren't an easy option as a Sunday school class, and I can recall later in life, my Sunday school teacher, who had us for about 4 years, saying to us that at Sunday school leaders' meetings each year where they sorted out the classes, nobody wanted my class because we were just so kind of just so questioning and so boisterous and so, well, all the thing that teenage kids are. And she had us every year. And I mean, I'm just grateful to her because she modeled to me something of Christ in the way that she taught us about the things of faith, the way that she allowed us to ask questions, the way that she didn't come up with easy answers, and the way that she would always come back to us and support us with prayer. There's those people in your life, I'm sure, who have been those kind of history makers for you. But I was thinking about how has the church made history throughout the years? What are the things that the church has done? Well, there's certain things that we can think of easily. I spent a sabbatical several years ago now in Jamaica, and obviously there's so much kind of history within the Baptist church. Sort of Samuel Sharp, who was a Baptist, who was very instrumental in the end of the slavery, the movement there that abolished slavery in Jamaica. And he was hung just before the abolition bill was passed, but now he's one of the sort of great Jamaican heroes, but he was a Baptist pastor. We think about people like Desmond Tutu, who stood up in South Africa against apartheid and who will always be known as a man of peace. As I say, I mean, I was raised in the Sally Army, so there's the whole story of William Booth and the whole, you know, social reform, and not just him, but all the other social reformers who were around at the time, and how they were part of changing the culture of this country and the welfare state system and the NHS and all that came in at that time. As I was driving here today and came through the sign that said, "Welcome to Coventry," it said underneath, "A city of peace and reconciliation." And Coventry has been known for that because of the history, because of things that happened, and the way that Coventry has shaped the response. The response is one of peace, of reconciliation. I remember as a child going into the ruins of the old cathedral and seeing the cross made of the charred wood and being moved by the sight of this rebuilding and this need to reconcile, this need to move forward. So how has Limbrookwood been involved in the history of Christ? How have you been involved in this story? Next picture. Each one of us has a story to tell. We read this morning, or Darren read for us, the reading from Matthew chapter 28, this great resurrection of Jesus Christ. And here we see this pivotal event on the whole history of humanity, this death and resurrection of Christ, which stands in the middle of everything. Where are we now? 2016? 2016 years from what? From the birth of Christ. So pivotal is the story of Jesus that we have this as a central part of our whole life. That great resurrection morning, the story that broke was one of hope liberation, transformation, justice, mercy, humility, compassion. This story of Christ's resurrection brings hope to the hopeless, new life to those who know death. It's a story that builds communities and it reaches out to those on the margins. It's a story that saves the lost. It's a story that changes history. It may be an old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. And yet, it's a story full of life. It's a story full of energy. It's a story that carries us forward. Next picture. So how does this resurrection story connect with you and I? How does our day-to-day life retell these major themes of the resurrection? How do we live our lives in a way that Jesus rises again in us each day? You see, the good news of the resurrection, it was not just something in the past, but it is something we celebrate each day. Each day that we arise in the morning, we celebrate that resurrection of Christ in our lives. There has to be echoes of the Jesus story in your diary, in your daily life, for us to carry on this story and for us to make the history our story. In Matthew chapter 28, we see Mary and the others discover that Jesus was alive. This new life was transformational. It was inspirational. Back then it was for Mary and the disciples, and I hope and pray it still is for you, not just for Easter Sunday, but for every day. It's a powerful story. It's out of this world. Jesus, who declared, "I am the resurrection and the life, he that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Jesus, who said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you might have life, and life in all its fullness." You see, the story of Jesus is one of life, real life. Through the joys and sorrows, the mourning and dancing, the ups and downs, Jesus brings us life. He shares his life with us, and he says to us, share that life with others. Let that resurrection be known where you live, where you work. Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you always, Emmanuel." God is always with us. Next one. Jesus invites us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "Follow me, and I will make you." I love that. Forget the fishers of men bit for a bit. I will make you. I will make you something wonderful. Something that others will look at and think, "Tell me more." When we read the stories of Jesus, we discover our Savior, who was wounded for our transgressions, but who saves us now. The one who took risks for us. The one who came through victorious. Even before his death and resurrection, he was sharing life with people. "Zacchaeus, up a tree, come down. Come and let me have dinner with you. Come and let me turn your life around. The woman at the well, give me a drink and let me turn your life around." The demoniac in Mark chapter 5, throwing himself around, possessed with those demons, and Jesus says, "Go home and tell your family what I've done for you." One question I often ask when I visit ministers, and a part of my job as regional minister is to go around my ministers and make sure all is well. I often ask the question, are you seeing people come to Christ? Are you seeing lives turned round? Sadly, more often than not, the answer is, no, the church is growing, but our gain is somebody else's loss. There was a split in the church up the road, or one thing and another. I call it sheep shuffling, not lambing. I look after Shropshire, Herefordshire and Worcestershire, so bear with me on that. But I think there's a lot of sheep shuffling going on and not so much lambing going on. I want to see the church grow with women and men and boys and girls who discover life in Jesus, that resurrection life, that life which is a whole new beginning, that life where his story becomes their story because of my story, a story that's shared, a narrative that continues. making history for the kingdom. In the church, we are to serve God, to be the arms and legs, the mind and heart of Christ, so that resurrection story becomes real each day. You may have heard the poem by St. Teresa of Avila, "Christ has no body but ours," but I came across this little poem which is taken from that, a more contemporary feel. "Christ has no hands but our hands to do his works today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men in their way. He has no tongue but our tongue to tell men how he died. He has no help but our help to bring them to his side. We are the only Bible the careless world will read. We are the sinner's gospel. We are the scoffer's creed. We are the Lord's last message given in word and deed. What if the type is crooked? What if the print is blurred? What if our hands are busy with other work than his? What if our feet are walking where sin allurement is? What if our tongue is speaking of things that lips would spurn? How can we hope to help him to welcome his return?" We have a massive responsibility to make the resurrection story of Jesus Christ known. It's our responsibility, but yet, what a privilege. I hold those who shared faith with me in high esteem. Many of them might never know it, but I thank God for them, for their freedom with the gospel, for the way that they demonstrated his story in their lives. And now I want to be like them. I want to be used by God to help others, so that maybe one day in years to come, someone can stand and thank God for me who was part of sharing his story with them. Lynbrickwood Baptist Church, you're called to make his story come alive. You're called to be the front page, if you like, of his story in your local community. It's great that you've got this year of celebration, and I would really commend Darren and the church on this, because it's always good to celebrate. And people like celebrations. They like getting involved in things that are seen as a celebration and a party. And it's good to share that joy with others. We've been thrilled at the Heart of England Baptist Association to know of the things going on here. And we pray for you regularly when we meet for communion. And it's been exciting to hear of baptisms and things that have happened in Christ's name here. Brothers and sisters, keep sharing the good news. Talk it up. Talk it up on social media, on your website, with your friends, with your family, in the fish and chip shop queue, in the post office queue, over your desk at work. Keep talking it up. Good news travels fast. There's too much bad news. But his story, the story of the resurrection of Jesus, is never bad news. It's good news. It's the best news that there is. Far too often, the story of Jesus has been derailed by bad news. Far too often, this is the church that people see, what the press report. Friends, the good news of Jesus will never be derailed. And it's our responsibility to carry that good news and make it alive. Jesus said, "I promise that I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Let's not carry bad news with us. Let's be people who are counterculture to the bad news, but say without a shadow of a doubt that there's something in this Jesus story that's life-giving, that's transformational. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul writes, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to remember the good news I told you. You received that good news. Now continue to base your life on it." On this 60th anniversary, we share together a story of joy, a story of new life, a story of resurrection, a story of miracles. And it's a story people want to hear. They really do want to hear it. I remember reading a book some time ago by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the founder of the hospice movement. And she said in this book that the problem with society today is that we have no hope. We have a society with no hope. And she says in this book, as I say, it's about bereavement care and the hospice movement, the church is the place of hope for our society. If people want hope, they need to find a church that believe in the living God, believe that there is hope. Do you believe that there is hope? Do you believe that there is hope in Christ and in his story of resurrection that lives through our story and our church? We are to become history makers, game changers, people who seek first the kingdom of God, people who share a mission to the world. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and he gave that responsibility to us. Go and tell others. Go and tell them. Let's remember that it's not just for here on a Sunday, but it's for all time and all people. I heard yesterday that there's too many people turning to Islam because no one else approached them with a message of truth and hope. Let's be people who are not afraid to share our story. People need Jesus. People need the Lord. As the song says, when will we realize? In Luke chapter 9, there's the story of the three would-be disciples. I'm sure you know this story well, and I'll just read it to you briefly. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you, Jesus, wherever you go. And Jesus replied, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said to him, I will go with you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. And Jesus said, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. So often these three characters are called the would-be disciples. They almost connected with the greatest story ever told. But they had other priorities. They had their own stories to sort out. For us, often we have our own stories to sort out, but Christ comes to share our story so that we can make history together. The problem with these three characters in Scripture, the commentators say, is they didn't say, first you, Lord. It was, Lord, first me. If we want to be carriers of his story, we have to say, Lord, first you. Let us make your story known. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it, was that text mentioned from Thessalonians. And the one who calls us is Jesus, and he will do it with us, and he will help us to be carriers of that story. To be continued, his story is to be continued. This is not all, folks. It is to carry on. And Jesus walks with us to make his story known. Will you be agents of this story? Will you make it known in your life and your community so that men and women and boys and girls can share in faith and love together?
You are listening to an online message from Limbrook Wood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrook Wood BC. Thank you for tuning in.